from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and that is a lie today, big voice man, as we are actually live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Grapevine, and we have a lot of great fans here today, but we have, we have one particularly special guest today. It is Alexander, who is celebrating his fifth birthday today at Buffalo Wild Wings. Hanging out with the KNC Masterpiece. He wasn't too good for us like Bobby is, just at home sleeping. Alexander made the commitment to come and see us today. I like it.
Yeah, I do like that, too. Get that kid a cake.
Or I think it's Derek Jeter's birthday, too. He shares Derek Jeter's birthday.
Yeah.
So guess what, Alexander? Are you responsible for the most overrated play in baseball history? No? Then guess what? You are better.
Alexander, are you just a guy on a really good team?
Okay, I won't go that far. It's just the one particular play when I was like, the ball was going to get there in time anyway. Like, your little flip didn't add anything
to it. Michael Young could have been just as good.
Wow. Mike.
Should have got 1,000 more hits then.
Well, I mean, if he had, you know, protection all up and down the lineup the same way that Derek did. That being said, would you go against Michael Young on that? Would you say that he couldn't do it?
Yeah, I'd tell him right to his face.
I know.
I'd say, Michael, great player. You're not Derek Jeter and never were Derek Jeter.
I feel like in that moment he'd probably be like, fair, not screw you, you're dead to me.
He knows Derek Jeter was better than him.
Okay, all right.
What do you think about that, Corey?
I didn't hear it from Michael Young. I only heard it from Michael Bassett.
Fair point.
Who I trust a lot.
We'll have Michael Young on another time in his life. You can ask, say, were you as good as Derek Jeter?
That's the first question, because depending on how he answers it, that could pivot the interview quite a bit. You know what, Corey? I'm glad you asked me that. You're damn right I was as good as Derek Jeter. Dude. And then we're like, here we go.
Oh, man.
I don't call him Derek.
All right.
Holland. I don't have
I don't know if I don't have Jeter's contact yet.
Today's game is game 81 for the Texas Rangers, which you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan, which means that's the halfway point of the season. I know we're not quite to the All-Star break, but when we do get to the All-Star break, you can hear the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game again right here on 105.3 The Fan. I saw some mid-season grades from CBS Sports, and I wanted to pick y'all's brain about specifically what do you think should be the mid-season grade for the Rangers? Like, what would you give them right now?
Okay, hold on. Am I taking this team as this season alone, or am I taking this team as my expectation was they were a World Series champion? Because right now it's an F compared to being World Series champions. They're not having competitive at-bats. They're not scoring. Dude, their runs scored last year were fantastic. You could count on them to pick up runs when they needed to pick up runs. And this year it's flopped where pitching has been their strong suit. So right now they're not living up to being a World Series champion, Kevin. And I want them to. I hope they can. I hope they can turn that. that around. But right now, it is a failure of a season for this season specifically. All right, not the Bruce Bochy era by any means, or you know the Corey Seager era. This season, right now, they're failing what they're trying to accomplish.
Corey, I hear what you're saying, but I totally agree.
Oh man,
I'd like to respond in a positive way for what the Rangers have done this year. This year, overall, we can get specific on groups. We can get specific on certain players. But overall, the Texas Rangers deserve a failing grade for 80 games into the season.
Their defense is not what it was last year by
bats
any means.
That's for damn sure.
Their bats, they aren't doing competitive at-bats by any means. And Kevin, I mean, there are a lot of question marks.
They're tied for the eighth worst record in all of baseball.
There are a lot of questions. Not on... I don't know if it's time for this. When it comes to Corey Seager's bat, I don't have a lot of question marks there. But is the future of him still at the position that he's at for the rest of his career? Or do we have to start thinking something differently for him in the future?
Look, I love Corey Seager. I'm so glad he's here. I'm so glad he wants the World Series. But there's no way. The rest of his career, I don't know what the exact timeline is, but there's no way I think he should be a shortstop for the rest of this contract. That's just me. People might be like, well, now you're an idiot.
And that being said, Kevin, he's paid. You know, he's paid very handsomely. He's won a World Series here. He can, Mike, we talk about this all the time. He's a hero here for the rest of his life. He'll eat free here forever. But his defense, his body size, his body type, the fact that you're struggling at a certain position across the field from him there a little bit defensively, and maybe you could replace that bat and supplement it, maybe there is a future for that as well somewhere down the road. But that's not for this discussion today. And I don't think you're going to convince Corey Seager today that that needs to be happening or that he needs to take a move this year. But that is something we have to start considering for the future and maybe for future building of this team and what you want it to look like. Because our bats, Kevin, his bat's good. But is he going to be that kind of shortstop for the rest of his career? Probably not. Age catches up with you, man. It happens.
Look, I am really surprised by y'all's grades, but I shouldn't be because I was even like trying to be positive, and I said a D+. Well, guess what? CBS Sports handed out three Fs. One to the White Sox, sure. One to the Blue Jays. I get that too.
We're only a half game better than
them. Yes, and they have been colossally disappointed. And then the other one goes to the Texas Rangers.
Really?
Yeah, here's the little blurb. A banged-up rotation and surprisingly middling offense have undermined the defending World Series champions thus far. That rotation is starting to get healthier, and that could prompt a run soon enough. For now, though, the Rangers qualify as a surprising flop in 2024.
Wow, first off, the word I created middling last year is now starting to really make a surge.
Yeah.
Are you proud of that?
Yes, I am.
It's almost
very much
as good
so.
As go get Rangers. But the secondly,
don't laugh at that.
the fact that like nationally they're looking at it the same way. I mean, locally here I'm being tough on them because I expect so much more. But nationally, for the power rankings, Kevin, everybody's kind of been giving them the benefit of the doubt, being like, oh yeah, they'll turn it on at some point. But the fact that they haven't as of yet is, I mean, it's falling across the country there. You just saw that there.
Here's the tough part that I have with it, Mike.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I appreciate all the feedback that we're getting right now. From the 817, with all the injuries to the lineup and the pitching staff, I would say they're at a B-. Here's the issue where I run into with that. The injuries, some of the primary issues that you've had, Wyatt Langford. Well, you can project all you like, but you hadn't seen him do anything at the big league level. Same with Evan Carter. I still think Evan Carter's going to be awesome, but you'd seen him play all of, what, 35 games in his entire big league career? Mm-hmm. And then the other one is Josh Young. It stinks, but Josh Young has gotten hurt a lot. So I don't know if I can give them too much leeway on the offensive side. And the pitching has been fine. Like, with all of the injuries, I can't say that our pitching staff would be so much better to pull you out of this hole, because it's the offense that's been struggling so much. To me, I appreciate what they're saying. A B minus is too high. But then you get this from the 469. They get a big old fat F. From the 817, they're not good enough to get a D, maybe not bad enough to get an F, so I'll give them an E. So we'll even add a grade for there.
A D minus.
Yeah, but there you go. So a D minus, and the only positive one you kind of see is the B minus, but then there's a D minus, D plus, F, F.
If we break it down, do you want to break it down into kind of position categories?
Sure.
Offensively, give it an F minus.
I give them an F for sure.
Like, it's I can't believe the expectation. Now, if you have the Oakland Athletics roster, I'd give, like, the Oakland Athletics, yeah, it's an F offense. But I look at their names, and I'm like, what did you expect? That's an F offense on a piece of paper, and they're living up to their piece of paper. When you look at the lineup of the Rangers, even without Josh Young, this should not be one of the worst offenses in baseball. This should be still a slightly above average offense. Marcus Semien, his OPS now for the year is almost under 700. It is at now 708. It is just dwindling more and more down as this season progresses. I look at Jonah Heim.
41 slump right now for Semien. 0 for 5 yesterday, like you said.
Yeah, and he had the bases loaded with two outs. I know the 8 and 9 hole didn't come through, but then he didn't come through. Jonah Heim right now, he has an OPS of 632. We released Jared Walsh, and he had a 637 OPS. Just
wow.
To get, now I know different positions and Jonah Heim's history and everything like that, but he went from all-star to now I'm starting to wonder in the future, should he be, and this, I'm not basing this off of just 80 games and I'm going with this, but at the end of this year, do you look at Jonah Heim and go, do we need more of a 50-50 catcher with him?
So that he can have legs or,
I don't know like
yeah,
his bat's just, it's not the same right now.
And so he had a career year last year. And then I think, man, and look, Jonah's not trying to do bad. He's trying to do great. But when they left him off the top 10 catchers list and we were mad, we should have been mad, but they were right.
Yeah, the way it looks now,
this,
for sure.
This year, for sure, yeah.
And so I know it was based off of last year, but you just look at it. And so I go, offensively, it's an F. That's the easy F. But I'll say this, starting pitching, A-. That's the only reason you have 37 wins.
And we were terrified about our starting
pitching. And they're the ones that have the injuries. That's the injured part.
And I just wanted to throw this out there, because I know this is a talking point for people. Look into it a little bit more. It's not as bad as you might think, because I continue to see people go, what did you expect? Bochy's teams are never good after they win the World Series. That's false. So the biggest,
they're just saying that without actually looking up any information.
The biggest example from 2012 to 2013, spot on. You went from 94 wins to 76. You took a huge drop. But look at the other two World Series. 2010, you win 92 games. You win the World Series. What happens next year? You win 86 games. And so in 2014, you won 88 games and you won the World Series. Next year, 84 games. Now, I realize people are going to be like, but they didn't even make the playoffs. And I'm not disputing that. But what I'm saying is two of those 3 years, they were still over 500.
I bet in this category, I bet one of those teams would have made it. I bet they were the first team
with
out.
The expanded playoffs. Yeah. Absolutely. And you're looking at a Baltimore series that it's not insane to think you could be 11 games under 500 at the end of this. And so you're talking about a team that they don't feel like – this Texas Rangers team does not feel like they're moving in the right direction. Now, that could change because you're like, hey, Scherzer's good to go again. Hey, Josh Young got it figured out when he started doing some at bats again on the side on Saturday. And all of a sudden, but just at this moment, you got swept by Milwaukee. Now you're going up against a Baltimore team that's awesome.
And guess who wants revenge?
Yes, that's a good
point.
They
were way better than the Rangers last year, without a doubt. I think even Rangers would tell you, yeah, Baltimore's more talented than us and better, but it didn't matter. For three games, we played better than them, and we moved on. So it doesn't matter they were better than us. They were. They have more talent. They had more talent last year in every category. But the Rangers played better in the three games that mattered, and that's how you move on in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're better or not. It matters if you play better on the games that then get you to the next round. They are going to want to kill the Rangers tonight and tomorrow. And Saturday and Sunday are nationally televised games. They are 50 and 30. Gunnar Henderson is arguably the best player in baseball. They are going to want to destroy the Rangers. If they come out and play like they've played the Rangers and they don't get the ball to Robertson and Yates, it could get really ugly these next four games.
The other part of it, too, is I was asking Mike this question about those San Francisco teams and maybe this team specifically. It's a championship roster. Why do I want to change it that much, right? And the loyalty that comes along with you just won a championship with those guys.
I do get that.
But here, Chris Young is in the mindset. You just heard him yesterday in the dugout. It's time. We have to start proving that we're the same offense here and there because he has decisions to make. Decisions that go from what Mike's been discussing on, hey, am I a seller or a buyer? And also, like, which one of these guys? I'm starting to make a lot of decisions based on the way y'all are playing and the effort y'all are giving out there and the competitive at-bats that we have. When we said at the beginning of the season the standard changed, it doesn't look like the standard changed by any means. It looked like y'all went back to what the standard used to be.
Yeah.
And so how competitive he is. You know how frustrated he is with this. And we've seen Bochy, his emotions this year. Not that they've been wild and outrageous during games, but he sounds sad sometimes when he hops on with us, Kevin. Not used to that.
I get that.
I'm gonna be honest here. I thought Bochy was insane when he was like, I'm taking this job to win now. I was like, you're insane.
Yeah.
And he won the freaking World Series.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, at the end of this year,
this is more what you thought it would look like?
Yeah, I thought they'd be over five. I thought they'd be better than this is eighth worst record in baseball right now.
Yikes.
Is I look at it and I go, I wonder, I'm throwing this out there. There's half a season left. I wonder if Bochy's going to come back for next year.
Huh?
If he came back to compete and win.
Yeah.
And he saw the Rangers in a way that we didn't see them. Most of baseball did not see them as a competitive team. And he said, no, I can win with this group. They're going to win. And he went 40-20 to start the year. And they snuck into the playoffs. And then they played the best in October and won the World Series. If they lose 90 games or close to.
Yeah.
I don't know what the direction of the Rangers are going to be based off of the money they're going to want to spend in the offseason. Like, I don't know. It's something that Boach probably isn't thinking about at all today. But he might have to think about it in September and go, well, is this team good enough to compete in 2025? We don't know. If it doesn't compete at all in 2024 and you have to unload talent to try to restock a little bit of the farm system, then does Boach want to come back for a little bit of possibly of a mini rebuild?
You know, Mike, I had not even considered that until just now.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate the content, even when the content makes me sad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.